Okay. We're coming to the end of Siman Kuf Yud Tes. We're learning Sif Yud Zayin, but I would like to do some sort of a recap and an explanation on Sif Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. To answer a possible answer on a question I had last week. Siman Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, it's the one strike and you're out rule. Sif Tes Vav said that someone who sells the Varma Asurim one time, Mavirin I say, when you catch a person one time selling the Varma Asurim, he doesn't get another chance. And it's almost impossible for him to do tshuva, because what it says in Shulchan Aruch is that he has to go to a place where no one recognizes him and do tshuva in a way that he can't be deliberately doing it, and then prove it, and the whole hechatimtza, the whole way of doing tshuva here, is not likely to happen, and therefore, it's basically one chance and you're out, which mitzad echad is a good thing, no second chances. Mitzad sheni, it needs an explanation why a person one time gives into the yetzahara, why it should pass a little person. A mumer always needs. Doesn't become a mummer unless something happens a number of times.
It affects other people.
What?
It affects others.
Yeah, we still have to go with the rules. The general rules are that it's not that way. Now I have to tell you, the you're saying is it's like a protection for everybody else. The Ramon Sif Aleph said by things that are chemdas mamin, there's a greater fear. And that was the explanation I said last week, which explains like the Ramah. He said, Bechem das Mamin, even a Stam Cheskas Kashrus doesn't apply. If you're in his house, you could eat by somebody. If from a Yid, you could eat in his house. But when it involves a financial benefit, you need more than that. You need a Yediyah of some sort that he's a Neman. But according to the Machaber, who holds that every Yid has a Stam Cheskas Kashrus, so the question is why he shouldn't be believed. So I'd like to share with you Chakira, which is anyway Torah, whether you'll agree it answers this case or not, it's up to you, but it's a clair that says in the Yeshua and Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, and in the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, in I believe it's Siman Beis, in Yerodeya, Siman Beis. And in the yeshiva world, it's discussed as a chakira regarding the cheskas kashrus that a person has. From where does it come? You meet a frum yid, the assumption is that he's an adam kashrus. You can eat in his house, you go to a different city, and you never met this man before. But he's a frum yid, like we said last time, he keeps Shabbos and sends his children to yeshivas, and has careful netil sedayim, it mentioned. So you're allowed to eat in his house. He has a cheskas kashrus. So what is the biur hadavar? What's the explanation of giving a person you don't know chazaka that everything else he does is good? So there are two possible explanations. It could be they're both true. One explanation is that it's a chazaka demeikara. It's the teva of a person is to do the right thing. If he's raised in a frum house, he knows what's considered the right thing. As a teva of a person, he starts off as Adam Yashar, and until he loses the chazaka demeikara, chazaka that he started off a straight person, so we assume that he's straight. That's one possible explanation. The other possible explanation is that you go basarayv. Most people who keep Shabbos and send their children to yeshiva and azoyer and netil sedayim, the things that were mentioned in the beginning of the siman, most such people are makbid on kashrus too. So it's a din in rive people who are from people are makbid on having a kosher home.
He's considered a parish.
Called the parish is only by taruvis of things. I mean al tochen acharoiv, not al called the parish meruv parish. Right? There are three dinim of roiv. There's tochen acharoiv and and called a parish, and well, we learned them all out of Acharam Lahate, so Rubik Kula. But the here you go by Sarai. Now it could be both true. Could be one is true. What? Erechad, the same thing in Erechad and Bisurim, or from Yid is believed in say this in Bezdin. Doesn't have to prove his nemanis if he's a from Yid who keeps Shabbos and sends his kids to yeshiva. He's neman to say this, right? It'd be surim and even bedina nefashis. He's always believed. The question is if it's a chazaka b'teva ha'adam, or if it's a rive, a ruba d'lasa kaman, a type of rive that's a strong rive. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Ephraim, both neman surprisingly, that it's a din in rive. It's not a din in chazaka d'vehikara. They say, I'm quoting the pasuk in Kehelas Elokim Asos Adam Yashar, and they quote the pasuk in Bereishis Ki Yetzer Leif Adam Ram in the Urav. Seems to be two different world views of human beings. Which one is true? Elokim Adam Asos Adam Yashar or Yetzer Leif Adam Ram in the Urav? Is that a stira? I don't know. Yeshua says that there's no chazak in the Meikara that a person is honest and straight, because Yetzer Leif Adam Ram in the Urav, and it's only because of Raiv that we have such a thing. That's true, but we're talking about somebody who you know keeps Shabbos and sends it to yeshiva, so you go about Raiv. The things you know about him, put him into that Raiv, and a Mela, that's from where he gets his name.
Because
what? Yeah, we're saying there's no chazaka b'teva, but once we see Kiv Shabbos and he behaves like a from a yid, he goes into that group that's arrived.
Wasn't the kavua you're going to eat in the south?
It's not talking about called the parish. It's a din of halchan hacharayim. Right behem esenim treifis. Even if an animal is parish, it's still right behem esenim treifis. So right b'teva, we don't. There's no din of parish in kavua. Right? Right, if you have an animal that's parish, you still say Roy Behemoth and Trafis. The Roy of Roy Behemoth. It's only when you have a Taruvis that there's a rule of Kavua and a rule of parish.
What did he do?
What I mean to tell you is even when it's Kavua, you still say Roy Behemoth and Trafis. What?
The
child
born who has a
Chazaka
that is Kashur, the Hechshur, everything he did right. You didn't see him do anything wrong. The Rabbi said things that are right.
I agree with you. I would like. If you believe in humanity, then you know you look around the world. It makes you not believe in humanity. But the truth is, you look at most boys as they start to grow up before they fall into all the big yetzaharis. You know, Ramosha writes in the tshuva about a cotton shaniskaya. When you begayer a cotton, so when he's bar mitzvah, he has a right to say yes or no. So Ramosha writes to somebody. They didn't tell the child he's adopted. He's a guy who's adopted, and they don't want to tell him. And they don't want. They're going to wait, and they'll tell him when he gets older and more mature. So Moshe writes to him, "Better do it when he's 13." 13-year-olds are idealistic, and they want to do the right thing, and they want to serve Hashem. Don't wait till they're 18 or 19. And they have all the other yetzaharas. Who knows what he's going to choose? That's what Moshe read. So I don't know if that makes it a chazaka or a l'shtaris. I have no idea. But Pnei Yeshua and Beis Ephraim both don't like this idea of it being the teva of a person, and they go bus arrived. To me, I would have thought logically, the teva of a from a yid, he grows up in a from a home, would be bezus Hashem to stay. How can you explain that in today's crazy world, Baruch Hashem, you know, people grow up from it, they stay from it. It's Ein Lahamin. I mean, I don't think, you know, the goyim don't believe. You know, you tell them that smokers don't smoke on Shabbos, they all say it's the shek of a chazav. When you tell them a lot of the things that we do, you tell them that in our, we don't have to teach this type of education. We have nobody in the, you know, the girls' schools, they're all basulais. And they say, yeah, sure, they're all, they don't believe any of this stuff. It's mamish, Jews are miracle makers, you know, Baruch Hashem.
But,
no, Chazaka B'Kayach Rav is still alive. Anyway, the nafkamina will be the fine. Getting back, I shouldn't digress. we have a clear why is the cheskas adam bekashrus? Either because it's a teva, the teva of adam in the urav is to be good, or because of raiv. Nafkamina is if you need three times to change. We know from Sharmuel and Shartam that to change a teva, doing it once is not a raya that the animal changes teva. You have an animal that's a tam and it kicks once. So we say, it's a katrafin, it happened. He had a yetzara today. It doesn't make him lose his chazaka. You need three times to lose. If it's a chazaka b'teva, you need three times to lose that chazaka. So then you should need three times. If, like the Pnei Yeshua says, it's a raiv, if you have a person who pulled himself out of the raiv, he's a person who keeps Shabbos and says it's on the yeshiva, and there's machshel people once with the veil. Such a person, he pulled himself out of the control group, so to speak. Most people who keep Shabbos and the machshel people in the veil don't have an emunah. So that would explain a possible explanation according to the Yeshua of why, so to speak, one strike and you're out. It may be. And what? It seems harsh, and I'd like to sort of rebut it. This is Bnei Yeshua and the Beis Ephraim. I don't know clear who the Chelkim are, just not on top of it. I'd like to do a rebuttal, but just let me, this is what they say. Yeah. So that was the Machalikis Machaber Ramah. Ramah said, when you have financial benefit, it's a different story. And according to that, we have no kasha, why one strike and you're out, that's good. I was asking, according to the Machaber, who didn't hold that way, in Sif Aleph, the Machaber held that they disagreed with it. He said, only a chashid lahadvar, m'surmein l'smechalad, he's not a chashid, then he explained Yana Gemara is talking about a chashid, the difference between selling and... So he's not talking about the stam b'nei adam.
Rebbe, if we give the cow three times till he's void, why does he say by the adam it's a case of lay rav?
Because that has nothing to do with rav, that has to do with teva. Some has to do with teva, you need three times. Some that has to do with rav, when you're out of the rav. There's a story about the Beis Halevi. It's like the Moifis story. You know, the Salvatius didn't like Moifis. There's one Moifis story about the Beis Halevi that there was a woman in Brisk whose husband left and didn't come back. It was already a long time, and she was very tzebrachin. And she nudged him. She said, you know, the Rebbes, they can predict. So you also can tell me. Tell me, is he coming back or is he not coming back? She nudged him so much. Finally, Beis Halevi told her, don't worry, he's coming back. And then she said, is he alive? He said, don't worry, he's alive. Then she said, is he coming back? Don't worry, he's coming back. Then she nudged him, is he still from? He said, yes, he's still from. And why do you know? That's what happened. You know, to a couple of weeks later, he came back, he was alive, he came back, and he was from. So he told Beis Halevi, a Maifis. So Beis Halevi answered, he said, not a Maifis. He asked me, he's alive. I was thinking, the halach is, you have a cheskes chai. Chazaka says that he's alive. She asked me, is he from? So he has a cheskes kashrus, so why shouldn't he be from? He's from. He asked me, is he coming back? Look, if he's alive and from, of course he's coming back. So that's what Beis Halevi said. Now this I had seen a long time ago. I saw in Derech Sicha, they told this story to Reb Chaim. It doesn't really make sense, because then every single person, you know, has these chazakas. So Reb Chaim answered that the Soloveitchis are good at hiding the Kayach HaMoifis. So he gave such an explanation. According to what was saying, if Cheskes Kashrus is B'teva, the story makes sense. If Cheskes Kashrus is Raiv from a Yid who disappear, I don't know if there's such a Raiv that they have a Cheskes Kashrus, I'm not so sure. But okay, my sort of pushback on the Pnei Yeshua, and so Pnei Yeshua, they say it's supposed to Raiv, and like I said, that would explain the Sif. And one time, and you lose your cheskes kashrus, and siftes vav is good. I just would like to point out, we had in Sifyat Aleph a case of a person who's a mummer in one city and a frum yid in another city. In Sifyat Aleph, I mentioned you then, is probably talking about during the Spanish Inquisition or during the period in Spain where it was hard to be from a Yid. It's a Tshuva Sarajba. Mechachmei Tzarfas. He writes it in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas that if he's from in one city and not from in another city, so you know, will the real you please stand up? Like who's real? So he said over there that in the ICI in Nesef, Nemanis he doesn't have, because we see from ulterior motives he has no Nemanis. But he doesn't make Yai in Nesef. We believe if he's in one city and not in another city, that that the real him is a Mahamin. The Shach said, why? So the Shach said, because why should we think he believes in Narishkeiten if we have a choice, which is the real him? The one believes in Narishkeiten, the one who believes in Emes. So therefore, you say he believes in Emes. That's what the Shach says. I mentioned to you then that, look, the Avodah Zarah claimed that their way is Emes. So what kind of Chazak is it? So if the Shach means, as the Cheskes Kashrus, so then it makes sense. If he means that it's Stam Yid, you could teach two ways. You could teach, we know he was from. And now, we discover he goes to another city, he acts not from. We could teach, he's really not from, and here he pretends to be from. Gittach, he really is from, and over there he has the Yetzer Haris that pull him away. I don't know which is true. So if you give a Cheskes Kashrus, Sefir Aleph is good. But that makes sense. If it's a Chazaka B'Teva Ha'adam, so you could say, we have a Chazaka, when he's there, he has ulterior motives. But if you say to Pnei Yeshua, that it's Raiv, and once he does something that pulls him out of the Raiv is gone. Certainly, once he's from in one town, not from in another town, I don't know if he's arrived. There are no statistics on such a person. Who could say he arrived or not arrived? So Sifyut Aleph, at least the way the Shach explains it, would seem to be a raya that the Cheskes Kashrus is a Chazaka B'Teva. And so if that's the case, we have at least a tzad keneged to possibly to the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Ephraim. Okay, be that as it may, this is all by way of explanation. The halacha is a clear halacha, sif tezvav, that one time and you're out, and sif yud zayin, which we learned at the end of Shia last week, it actually goes together with this, the teva shiatzis trefa mitachas yadai, ein lo yisnatzis loy mishayget ha-yisi. He can't say it was a mistake. If you can prove it was a mistake, it's a different story. But just to say, Shege Goyisi doesn't work, which is, as I said, a very tough a bar that when you catch somebody, he's out. One time he's out, he can't say Shege Goyisi. Why? So we saw this week from the Gra in Lamed Aleph, everybody could say Shege Goyisi. Everybody, that's the first excuse people to have. I was a Shege. So Mimela, he's out, and he has no Nemanis. So what I mentioned to you last week is that the practice of many of the Hechsherim is to say, okay, we caught him. So now we're going to keep on giving him a Hechsher, but till now we gave him a Hechsher with Nemanis. We had a Yitzhak Benichnis. We see that he's not Neman. So we'll give him a Shkiach Tamidi. We'll have somebody over him all the time. And now, if he's not Neman, we'll treat him like a not Neman. But like a guy, we give Hechsher to Goyim. And Memela will treat him in such a way, and then they're able to continue the Hechsherim. I did find in the Darkei Tshuva, he brings from the Tshuva's Shailom Meshiv, that it says at least B'Shas Hadchak, he doesn't say it straight out, but he says B'Shas Hadchak that you can go with such a Mahalach to give him a Shkiach to me. He has a case, there's a butcher in the town, and he was caught once selling treifas, but there's no other Jew that's a butcher, he's the only butcher in town. And it wasn't like today, you know, you get packaged stuff, you can get anybody in the store, you know, they got the size of meat and they had to prepare it. So to put him out of business was a big hefset to the town. And for that, the Shalom Meshiv was Makel, to let him stay with a Mashgiach Tamidi. So there's at least some level of makar for such a hanhag, even though that case was a shasat chak, but that's what happened.
Is there a kashrus region that the chicken companies don't use plumbers anymore on the chickens?
Why don't they use plumbers anymore? There was today they put simonim in the packaging instead of on the plumber. They used to send boxes were full with chickens, and they still do it. Still available that way, but they put it's actually a wire with a seal around the box all around. Cellophane for what they sell in the stores with stickers that hopefully can't be peeled off, and then the stores they said we found though in one of the stores they have handles in the boxes. When they send the cut-up chickens, you can pull them out and put them in through the handle hole on the side. And I think it was brought to their attention. I think they changed it. I don't know exactly what they did. But the reason that they stopped using plumbers is because there was a hara that for salting, it's not lechatchila. During the salting, the bird is supposed to be free of anything that prevents it from running. He had corrupt, so initially they made holes in the plumbers so that the blood could run out, but at the end they just figured they'll do away with the plumbers. It could be they still do plumbers for things that are sent to certain places, but in the places they send cases and cases, they don't do plumbers. A solid black plumber, you ever see a plumber and it's just solid black with nothing written on it, that's certified treif, because in the treif ones they put on a black plumber. We went to Empire. I took a few black plumbers. Had a mind to tell someone's wife before she serves him Friday night to put the black plumber on the chicken and serve it to him. And I just forgot. I was wondering if she'd be nemun, if she gives him a black plumber. He says, hold on a minute, this is treif. And she says, oh, we're just fooling you. She believed? Huh? So the master. The master's... Okay, at any rate, so this is Sif Yud Zayin. Now, I do want to point out, we learned last week, the Marshal in Taz Tezayin, who said, Bizman Azeh, you don't have to be so tough, it's hard, that it was a little more makel, but that's certainly, with this one-time-you're-out rule, certainly not what we prefer to do. Okay, Sif Yud Ches. Tabach Shiyat Tzatrefis V'tachas Yadai, somebody who trefus came out of his hands because he's not he doesn't know enough. He pushes, he thinks he knows, and he doesn't know. So in such a case, we don't assume it's a lack of frumkeit. It's a nature of human beings to think they're smarter than they are. That's human nature, and to think, yeah, I know, and. And Mimela, it's not a chashad. So there's no comment on this sif, and it seems to be accepted by everybody. And the Gros says, Kamash Kasim Chashim Mishpat. The Ha'ara on this, what?
If he said he doesn't want to learn, and he makes mistakes.
No, he doesn't want to learn, he didn't learn. We'll teach him. He'll know. He'll teach him. Yes, know what he's doing. Or you put someone in over him to make sure he knows what he's doing. The taina of the Gra Lamed Daled, you can't say Shaige because everyone will say it. Why don't you say the same thing here? We said I don't know. I'm ignorant about these things. What? Nobody's going to claim it. It seems people are more reluctant. Don't people say, oh, I didn't know? Isn't that what people say when you catch somebody? Not in everything. Okay.
He has to go learn.
And you have a similar thing in Siminov. It says, if you test a sheikh, who has Kabbalah. If you test a sheikh, he doesn't know. If you don't have Kabbalah, it will match with everything. But if he had Kabbalah, so we say that he forgot a little bit of time, and lemachshir until today. Like it says there, like a mikveh is chasav asoy, it slowly loses. A person knows things, slowly forgets. There's no instant that a person forgets. He slowly forgets, so we assume he forgets. Okay. So this is the din of Tavach. Now the Ramah here is not going on Sifyut Ches. He's going on this whole package. Chod etzarech leilech labakim sheim akirin. I say this, which he said really back in Siftez Vav, that he has to go to a place Shem Akir and I say where we don't know him. Velasis Tshuva Hainu Shasa Bemezid. I'm Moshe Bakach. Somebody is not trustworthy. Avlo Nucha Loi Mishibitos Nasaloi. But if it's plausible that he did it by mistake, and we can't just trust him that it was a mistake, Sagi Loi Bekavolas Divrei Chavrus. He needs a lower level of tshuva. Kabbalas divrei chaverus. What is that? He has a tshuva if you're any adayin. What is kabbalas divrei chaverus? So the Taz in Yud Zayin says, "Mivur in yonai b'becharis perikat kama shemakabul of in yonai parishis sheinayim kein roiv hama in ha'am." He has to take on some sort of chumra. What sort of chumra would you impose on such a person? Diamond seeking, that makes sense. I've got the thinking, diamond seeking. That's a little tercha. If it's easy, then it's not. You're going to tell him, be makabel, nati paspalter, you can't monitor it. How do you know what's going on in this house? Maybe diamond seeking would be one thing, or joining Mishmer, maybe. Joining the second Mishmer. First Mishmer is easy. The second Mishmer is. I felt the lesson of the Supreme Court decision, which came out at 10 to 12. Is that at 10 to 12 he's supposed to still be in the Beis Medrash? I thought that wasn't the lesson. We knew if they don't give it out Wednesday, we lost. So by 10 o'clock, I was miyayish. And then 10 to 12, I got a call that they just sent in the decision. So I said, what a Musa Haskell. They're still plugging away at 10 to 12 at night? That wasn't even Thursday night, was it? It was Wednesday night. So we should learn from them. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, seriously, no? It's a good lima. You're changing the topic. Okay, go ahead. What? No, well, obviously, if he doesn't say it was a mistake, we're not going to say it was a mistake. It means if he says it, we're not going to believe him, so we can do Divrei Chavrus. And I do want to tell you that this is the Machlekes Rishayim, the Taitch of Divrei Chavrus. The Taz brings, which is the Rosh, that Divrei Chavrus is to be Mekabel in Yanei Precious. They're in the Tshuva Sarajba, and in the Mizrahi, they say it's yes to appear in front of Tamid Chachamim, make a Kabbalah Lasid, and appear sincere. And the Taz seems to reject that, because the Lashon of Kabbalah Divrei Chavrus sounds like you go in front of Chachamim, you're a Kabbal to be a Chavr, which is what they say. But no, just to not to sell Trefus again, that's what it seems. You have to convince them that it's a real Tshuva. And the Taz rejects it. I would understand. It's easy to fool people. It's easy to appear sincere. Or even a person could be sincere who says it's going to stick. If he's makabel something, then it's more of an indication that it's something that's staying with him. That's how I would think to understand it. Okay, Sif Yud Tes. Here we come into a new topic. Trusting people. Now, we already know that you can't trust a person who's not observant to say that something is kosher. He has no nemanis to say something is kosher because he himself doesn't care about it being kosher or not. So he has no nemanis. Now, here it says, Ha'emer l'mishu l'choshed lechol gavina shal akum. Now, this is going on a particular case that was in the Tshuva Sarajba. That somebody is choshed to eat gavina sakum. Okay, gavina sakum has nothing to do with chol of Yisrael, chol of akum, chol of stam. Chol of akum, chol of stam has to do with the status of the milk. When milk is made into cheese, it's not a chol of Yisrael issue. It's an issue of the cheese itself. You can make milk into cheese using kosher kosher ingredients or treif ingredients. The rennet that you use could be kosher or treif. And it's a separate chashad. It's a totally separate issue. And buying cheese on the open market is not a het of cholof stam. Those who will buy milk without any hasher, just 100% milk, there's no heter to buy 100% cheese. Cheese is a separate chashad. So, even if you chashad lechol gavina shalavi kechavim, k'nei li gavina k'sheira, min amumcha. Go and buy me, you're going down, go pick up something for me. In the office, some of the office, someone else going down, say, pick up something for me. V'halaf ehevi lo, v'ayim lo k'sheira mi amumcha kanisi. He says, I bought kosher, einoi nemon. He has no nemonis to say that he bought kosher. So you have someone going to the cafeteria in a hotel, in an office building or in a hospital. He's going to the cafeteria. You say, pick me up one of the kosher Danishes. And he comes back with a Danish. So it says here that he has no nemonis to say that it was kosher. Except, there's one exception. May ish ploini mumcha kanisi nemon. If he says, I went to this and this person, he's believed. Why is he believed? You could check on him. You could go to the person and say, did this fellow come to shop by you? Now, I don't think that applies to a cafeteria in a hospital. You go down and say, there was that guy here. I don't know who was here. You know, everybody, it's a run-through. But in a place where you could check, he's believed. So there are two explanations of this. On this page, those who explain it use the lashon mirtis. He's afraid to lie. He's afraid to lie because he knows he could be found out. Now we find this idea of mirtis by basar. It's a fascinating din. If you send meat to someone with a guy, and nowadays we have packages. You know, packages. You send meat to someone with a guy. And you cut the meat in a certain shape, like it says in Bav Metzia. You cut it a certain way, as a simen or as a double simen, and you tell the guy, he says, what are you doing? He says, I'm cutting it that, you know, when we sell kosher meat, this is what we do. You make a simen. So then, of course, it's good. It says in Shulchan Aruch, even if the person receiving it doesn't know anything about the simen, he never heard of such a simen. You're making a simen, you're cutting it a certain way. The guy gets it. He has no idea that there's such a simen. It still is good because of mirtis. Because since the guy understands there's a simen, and he assumes the receiver knows to look for the simen, so that's adequate to create a mirtis, and mirtis is enough to send meat that way. So here, there's a different mirtis. It's a mirtis of Ishplanimum Chakanisi, he says who he bought from. And here it says in the Shach, even you didn't tell him. You just said, buy me a piece of meat. He made a mistake, because he comes back with meat, he's not Neman. But even though you said, buy me a piece of meat, he comes back and says, I bought it from Pliny. So that's good enough. And Mirtis. So that's one expression of Neman, is the expression of Mirtis, which is mentioned here. It's interesting, in the Gemara, the Gemara talks about Milsa Davida Legluya. It talks about a Nemanis, a Milsa Davida Legluya, something which will be found out. Something that will be found out. Seems to be very similar, except for this point. Milsa Davida Legluya means that it's something that will be discovered. So then you're Neman. It says in Behilchis Taruvis, and Bas Bechalov as well, that you're allowed, if you have a mixture of kosher and treif, so the mechaber holds, you give it to a chef to taste, to an expert to taste, and if he says, let's say milk fell into chicken soup, and you know the shishin, if it's bottle, so it says you give it to a kfeila. Kfeila is an expert. You tell him to taste whether he tastes milk or not. So experts, they can tell, they taste, and they know why, they can know there's milk in there. So he's Neman. Even a guy is Neman. Why is a guy Neman? There's a long shach. He says, why? Where did you ever hear of Mesiach Lefitumai? Your guy's not Neman by Deraisis, Mesiach Lefitumai. So, what? Grada, chicken, the halacha is that we treat chicken soup like Deraisis. The Taz says that chicken soup has no like beet. We don't see the kulas of the rabbanans by chicken. But okay, let's say it was a meat stew. Anyways, it says he's nema. Why? Because he must have eaten the look, if he says it tastes treif, you're going to throw it out. Now, the question is he nema? If he says treif, you throw it out. If he says it's kosh, he's saying there's no taste of milk. Mustn't have eaten gluya. He's saying it doesn't taste like milk. You can eat it. So he's afraid that when you eat it, you'll discover it. So I'm not sure. I'm a little confused. He uses the Lashon Mirtis, and at least one of the Chuvis on the topic uses the Lashon Milsa David Al-Gluye. I'm not certain if they're one and the same, or they're just very similar ideas. The, what? Yeah. Okay, so here, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you can catch him, he's Naaman, the Rama, and the Mechaber brings the second case. What?
Why is the whole
city
talking about a
mumcha? Why in Hilchos Taruvos?
Here, this city
could say. Oh, yes, so mumcha here means Naaman. It's a strange lashon. It says here, Kneli Ba'ksheira min ha-mumcha. Mumcha here means min ha-Naaman. That's what it means in the Makar HaDvarim. Why use the lashon min ha-mumcha here? I don't know. That's
what it's. He ate it on the way home.
It's a legitimate question. Why are we afraid there is machlefit on the way? I don't know. It's a good question.
Is that the hefter for a cleaning lady or for a lady? Mirtis? Is that
if she's mirtis, why would she be mirtis, though? How would you catch her? There's only mirtis if you can catch her. There's no mirtis if you can't. If she knows a person's out of the house for a few hours, there is no mirtis, and we know there's no mirtis. We know that they cook. We had somebody here in shul who had a lady, and he used to tell me, "I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I can't fight with my wife." And after many years, he came to me. And you all know who he is. But I'm not going to tell you because I get in trouble. He came to me. He says, "You're right." I said, "What happened?" So we told 100 times, "You're not allowed to cook in the kitchen. You're not allowed to cook in the kitchen." And one day my wife came home, and she was cooking in the Pesach kitchen downstairs. So he never told me I can't cook in the Pesach kitchen. He said I can't cook in the kitchen upstairs. She would cook all the years in a Pesach kitchen. And Pesach Kalim, even Aina Ben Yaima, he makes the Pesach food treif. At least with the Rabbanim, but we keep the Rabbanims too. Right? In the regular kitchen, at least it only asks us a Ben Yaima. Here she's been cooking a whole time in Pesach, spending a lot of money on Pesach to get food, and the Makdut on Gebrucht too. In the meantime, it was all, it was all a problem. It's a big problem. What?
It was
Bishalakum, but it. Who said she didn't have tarfus there also?
Doesn't come from the word missus?
Certainly, no question about it. The but second case in the Mechaber, Hevi loy mincha, he brought him a gift. B'shem echad me'amumchin, he said, Pliny, who's a Naaman, sent you a gift. He's a delivery man. And he brought you a gift. Hevi mumcha kanisi, Naaman. I mean, Hevi loy mincha b'shem me'amumchin, Naaman. She'en echashad lahachlif, because we're not chayshish, that he's machlif, that he switches it. We have to explain that. He's not chashid to steal. So here in this sif, we're not talking about a friar yid. We're talking about a frumi yid who's not zoyer in something, in la gavina, shalakum, or whatever it is. So he's not chashid ala gezel. And in Meilev, he says he brought it from Pliny Mumcha. He's also Naaman. It doesn't seem. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? The same thing?
Once you told him, once you found hearing.
The first case, you told him.
You go to this guy, you can get me a kosher one.
You told him, go get me. In the second case, he brought it on his own. So which case is more Naaman? Huh? You can still check. So they seem to be both the same. The difference is in one case, you sent him. Presumably he gave him money to go buy it. And if you catch him, he's going to have to give you money back. In the second case, he didn't give him any money. He's just bringing you a gift. If the gift comes from an Eina Naaman, why would he lie? You give him an Eina Naaman, or bring you a gift from an Eina Naaman. Bring you a gift from an Eina Naaman. I don't know. I'll tell you the nafkamina. Let's see the Ramah. Now the Ramah here brings a Beis Yosef. So we have here a Shita that's both the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. What the Ramah changes, this Sif was a wonderful Kula until the Ramah comes along. And the Ramah says, Kolze einai noyig b'choshir al esedai reisa. This is not true. We picked the case of the Gvina Sakum, where there were guys on all Gvina, Otu, Gvina that's Trev. We're talking here about Inisid Rabbanan. But by Inisid Reisa, so we don't rely on Mirtis. We don't have our rely on, it sounds like Nosa David Alagluye, we don't rely on it. Now the Shach, in the Taz, in Tzadiches, by tasting, I'm beferish talking by their Reises. Because by Drabbanan, Mesiach Lefitumah is Neman anyway. When the expert says how it tastes, by Drabbanan he's Neman, because the guy Mesiach Lefitumah is belief in Drabbanan. Talking about Dairaisis. And there it says that by Dairaisis, Milsa David Lugluye has a Nemanis. Here, the Ramah says, Koza Einai Nayig the Choshen on the Dairaisis. It's not Nayig by someone who's Choshen on the Dairaisis. What? This case, not Issa Dairaisis, Gvina Sakum, it seems, I don't know the Metzias was, but there was a Chshad that they mixed in something trade. Now look at the Gra. The Gra and the Taz argue with this. It's a Beis Yosef Ramah. A little hard to argue, not like them. But the Taz has an Arichus. The Gra in Mem, the Lo Yashkan Ela B'dmai, Beis Yosef. The Mishnah that says this thing, that this idea, that if it comes from a Mumcha, it's good, is a Mishnah in D'mai, which is the Rabbanan. You've said a person's Chashid brings you fruit. And he tells you it came from a mumcha, it's good. Sakta gra valesa, and this is not true. Harmina meperik elu treifis leichem bayim. Why should simin pei vav mishum David leguye? There it says in simin pei vav sif aleph beferish that you go to the store and buy eggs, and you ask him from what type of bird did it come. He says a kosher bird. So he's neman. Why is he Nema? Maybe it comes from a trefa bird. Because every type of egg has its own distinctive features. And you can compare it. If he says, you tell him, this doesn't look like a chicken egg. He says, don't worry, it's a pigeon egg. I don't know if you want to eat it, but anyway, it's a pigeon egg. So you go home, it's a Milsavino Gluya. You can buy a bona fide pigeon egg and compare it and see if it's comparable. So it's a Milsa David Lugluye. Since a Milsa David Lugluye, it says over there in Simon Pei Vav that even a Choshev is believed. Now there it's a Seder Aisa. Eggs is a Seder Aisa. So Frek de Gra, we see from there that it's good. Yeah, V'chei V'chshin Alech Lufe, Yaf Misha Choshev Seder Aisa, K'mashon Perakam Adachulin, etc. It's not because it's a drabbanan. Shmita is a drabbanan, but it's because of the grayet ayin leil simin beis if dalid, where there's a similar idea. The simin beis if dalid. Also, it talks about a milsa David Lugluye that even by deraisa milsa David Lugluye works. So we have a chalukah days. The long taz yud ches is the same as the gra, but in a greater arichus, and the Taz and Gra are arguing on the Mechaber. The Shach initially argues with the Mechaber, but he ends off to defending the Mechaber. He answers the Kasha from Simon Pei Vav and Simon Beis as follows. He says, when you have a bona fide Rasha who is a Rasha, so there he's afraid by it's an inverse logic. You see why in a minute. He says by a solid Rasha, if he says I bought it from Pliny, he's Nemun. Because most of the Gluya, you could check it out. Here we're talking about someone who says it's not a real Aveira. It's not, he thinks it's really Mutta. It's a Chumra. It's not a real Aveira. He's thinking that way. And such a person, He's not so afraid. He'll catch me. He thinks it's not a real aveira. And by him, Milsa David Lugluye is shvach. His fear, what's he afraid? He'll be caught that what? He'll be caught that he sold tarfus mam and she's afraid. He'll be caught, so what's the big deal? And over here, that there's a difference in the Derais and the Rabbanah. So we have a chalukei dayis. If there's an emanis on for somebody who is a chashid of this level, okay, that's if you test. There's a problem with this whole sif. We're coming to the end of the dinim of chashid. Everything is pretty consistent. There's no glaring chidushim, no glaring problems. There is a problem with the Mechaber in Siv Zayin. Those of you who have it, the Mechaber, not the Ramah, there's a long Ramah there, but the Mechaber in Siv Zayin talked about someone who was not Naaman. And he said there at the end, this is not talking about a Frayid, we're talking about a Frumid, who's chashed on Givinus Akum, he's chashed on certain things. There, the Mechaber said at the end, Bishel Acherim Naaman, Afilol Oisei Davar Loima Mutterhu. There, the Mechaber said that even someone who is otherwise a Furmiyid, and he's not Makbid on something, still, B'shalacherim Neman, he knows that some other people are Makbid. So there it said that because if he's otherwise Furmiyid, he's Choshen on one thing, you know, he can't resist, gelatin, he can't resist something treif. So he's still Nema Mishal Acherim, and here we're saying that it has to be a Musa David Alagluye, or a Mirtis in order to be believed. So it seems that it's a problematic stira, the two Sifim. And obviously there's some Geder, so in a certain case, and this is talking in another case, there's a Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, which is brought here, I saw it in the Darkei Tshuva. He brings that ask the kasha. You would think that the many would ask the kasha. He asked the kasha, and he makes the following distinction. He says, back in Siv Zayin, it's talking where the guy has nothing to lose, nothing to gain, nothing to lose. He asks you, is this kosher? It's not kosher. So we say if he's betzema from a yid. So I know I'm not makbid. I know he is makbid. So I'll tell him the truth. Why would a Furmiyid lie? I don't know chayt of a lie. Here, when it says, "Ha'imel mishu chashid lechol gavina, k'nei li gavina k'sheira," says you're going down to the store. You're going down to the. But well, the case is, he gave him money. He said, "You're going down to the cafeteria, pick up a Danish." So he gave him a couple of dollars to pick up a Danish. Here, he stands to gain or lose. If he buys the kosher in the treif, if he bought the treif, and he's going to give it to him and he'll get caught, he's going to have to refund him the whole money. He's going to have to give him back whatever it was. Or if down the block is the kosher store and he was lazy, he bought it here. So if it's a Musa David Lugluye, it's not just a busha. He's going to have to give him back the money. So Pnei Yeshua says, in Sif Zion, where there's no penalty that he's going to lose the money. So there, where there's no... The motivation to lie is not so great because not such a big deal. Tell him it's treif, that's a big deal. But over here, if he'll tell him the truth that it's treif, it's going to cost him money. So over here, he has a less of a nemonis. That's the Pnei Yeshua's chilek between the two. So here, Mirtis gives you enough for so over there, Mirtis gives you enough for a nemonis because there's no. There's no motive to say a lie. Here, where there's a bigger motive to say a lie, Mirtis is only enough for a drabanan and not for a dairas. Okay, the last sif ches, hachoshed, I'm sorry, not all the copies have it, but the last side is hachoshed lechol devarim shein a rabbin regilin lahakul behen afu chashed lahachlif. He talks here about a different topic. Chashed lahachlif. Sif Chaf is a repeat of a Sif in Simin Kuf Yud Ches. it's telling you, we're talking about Nemanis, we're not getting into the Cheshad Lahachlif. When you give something to someone, you have to put Simanim on it. He's saying, look, that's a separate Simon. When we're Cheshad Lahachlif, and there are rules, and this Simon was not talking about that. This Simon is talking, you took care of whatever in Kofiut Ches, and that's that. That's basically what Sivchach is about. Now, I have to tell you that when we broke, when the shiur ended, because Corona back in Adar, I didn't remember exactly which simon we were up to, so I started Kofiut Ches. Looking back, we had not learned Kofiut Ches. We learned now from the beginning through Kufchaf or Kufchaf Aleph over this last year, except for Kofiut Ches. So it's very fitting that Sifchaf ends with the words, Ayin Le'el Simi Kofiut Ches. So we're going to follow the advice of the Ramah, and we're going to do Ayin Le'el Simi Kofiut Ches, which means that next week, Bezus Hashem, we're going to go back to Simi Kofiut Ches, and we'll learn the dinim of sending things with messengers. I tell you, Kofiut Ches, of all the simanim here in the beginning, is like the heaviest of the simanim. All these rules of nemanis are quite complicated, and Kofiut Ches, okay, we'll see, it's less complicated, it's a shame. Okay.